Are you looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? Well, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered.
Yeah, new customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Bubba.
New customers can bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58.
DraftKings Sportsbook, use code Bubba. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, at the end of today's podcast, after the closing jingle, we have Carolyn Lawrence. You may not know her name, but you know her character. Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob SquarePants is going to be included on this the end of the podcast, as well as an interview with Bob Horowitz from the Super Bowl's Greatest Commercials. We'll put both of those interviews after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
I'm waiting for your next
podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Schaefer got himself some bubble wrap over there.
So happy.
Have y'all started sneezing a lot?
Oh, that is really hitting in my ears.
Yeah, it's like
could
really
you take that down? No, seriously, that hurt.
I have a great goal for this weekend.
Father.
That's a good one. Boy, we'll be tired of that by Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. So going into Valentine's weekend, we suggest that you take a listen to The Lover's Prayer by Hal Bynum.
Father.
That is the opening word of the prayer, and it's just, it's great. It'll touch your heart. People love when we play that.
It's old and schmaltzy. I don't personally get it, but
because you're a dude,
dig it. Oh, dude, I find that that is more guys get into that than they get into other things.
Father,
and it's just him. Like I checked out of it kind of early on. This we've been playing it for years, but to me, it's kind of like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Valentine's Day version.
We had Hal Bynum in the studio years ago.
Nice guy.
He came in, and we talked all about how that is one of the biggest things for Valentine's Day with our audience. And he was so cool and humble, and he's like, yeah, pretty. Didn't he say, like, he wrote it, like, really quickly? He was like, yeah, just kind of knocked that out one evening.
I don't remember, but he said it's a – he toured around the world doing this. Like, he just had, like...
spoken word kind of resuscitations.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he just had one, like, this one hit. And the whole thing is that style.
He just talks.
Which is kinda...
He's like, I ask you, Father. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Very, very Mayberry cool and chill.
Father.
That's and then he just talks about, you know... I don't even know what he talks about. What does he talk about?
He's just saying a prayer.
About
he's like,
her?
Well, yeah, he's like, you know, send me a woman who will this and that, and make me the man who will be better for her and that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right.
So it's a prayer for lovers. It's like he's saying,
All right. I should listen, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've listened, I think.
Well, it was a consultant came to us and said, you guys should play this. And we were like 20.
It was Phil.
2 years old at the time.
Phil classic Hunt. Phil Hunt.
And I don't know, we're like 22 years old. You know, Bob and I are like, we're like Redneck Rampage on the radio.
Well, that was also Phil.
What do you mean?
Phil's the one who was like, you guys need to really emphasize Southern. And he's like, just let it all out.
Oh,
that was all him, man.
Oh, I don't remember that. Anyway, he's like, you should play this. And like we did because we felt like if we didn't play it, if you do something consultant, you know. Once, brownie points.
We were in our early 20s, so we didn't know how yet to be us. No. So we were letting other people tell us how to be us.
Yep.
And, like, there's old tapes that we'll pull out sometimes of the archives where we're all like woo, doggy, and just whatever. It's the weirdest thing ever to hear.
Dude, because I have to go. I'm sorry, interrupt you. Go ahead.
What?
No, there's a guy. It has to do with exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we used to do that kind of stuff. They'd be like, sound more of this, do more of that. And we would do all of it.
Yep.
We never said no.
It took a long time. The most powerful word in the English language is no. It really is. Saying no cost us a few things, career-wise, but you got to make a stance sometimes.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
The integrity of the show, sometimes you have to say no. And we've done it, and it has affected us negatively.
We had to pay for it.
We paid for it, and there's other things that we're still, you know, getting flack on, but we're like, yeah, the answer is still no.
I can't find it. Anyway, it was like, hey, enjoy the show. I've been listening to Bubba since his hot 97 days.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That was my first job.
This person listened to you.
Wow.
Was it New Orleans? Hot night.
That was Houma, my hometown, which was like, it's 45 minutes south of New Orleans. You could hear it in New Orleans, but they claimed it was like, how about 7 FM, Houma, New Orleans weather.
Oh, so where they,
yeah, it was like,
that's where they go. New Orleans.
When you're close to a town, you know, Covington, Cincinnati, you know, whatever it may be, you claim to be the bigger city.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's awesome, man. They did move the signal in. That's the interesting thing is that there was always, we're doing that because one day we're going to officially be in New Orleans. And they did. They sold it and moved it in. So it did. They swapped signals. It used to be on 107. Then they went to 96 or something. It was a weird kind of thing. But they did move the 107 into New Orleans market eventually. Yeah. That's the thing that they always, in early radio, like I say early radio, like 15, 20 years ago, they used to always talk about that. Oh, well, this is a move-in signal.
Move-in thing.
we're going to hire you now, and then in 5 years, we're going to be in the big city, and you'll already be established. Mm-hmm. It was like a carrot that they would put in front of the donkey.
Yeah.
And we fell for it every time
all
as kids.
All do, yep. Mm-hmm.
What, are we the donkeys?
We are the donkeys.
Oh. what are y'all's plans for the Super Bowl? You have like a place to watch?
I'm going
to
be on an airplane. I didn't even realize that until this morning. I started looking at my flight information. I'm going to visit my brother and some friends, Craig and Rusty, and I'm looking at my flight back on Sunday night. It's right in the middle of the Super Bowl. I'm like,
that's going to be a fun flight.
It would be a fun flight.
Right?
I'm feeling like it's going to be an empty flight.
I'm kind of hoping
that most people, you know, aren't going to be on the plane at that time.
Do they have a big shindig set up for you?
For the Super Bowl? For the airplane?
No.
We're going to an oyster roast, which I've never done before. I've always been like the, you know, you have broiled oysters or raw oysters, that kind of thing, fried oysters. I've never had roasted. So they do this big pot, and then they put the oysters in a basket or whatever, and they steam them to where they open up so you don't have to shuck them. And then you just kind of eat the oysters out of that. So I haven't done that before, so I'm kind of excited to go and enjoy that with the boys.
Gonna go and do it with the boys.
My father.
Well, here I was. We went over there just a shucking.
With the boys. I don't know where that came from.
I liked it though. It's a fan. I don't know. I don't. Are y'all gonna cook for the game? Oh, you're not. You guys?
No. Yeah. Going to a buddy's house.
I'm making chicken.
He's taking care of all that.
You're making chicken wings.
Yeah.
How you do your chicken wings?
I just throw them in the oven.
From the bag?
Probably not as good as yours, D. But
do you do them from the bag? Like, because I get, when I do chicken wings at home, it's like straight out of the bag, like Tyson chicken wings.
Like the frozen ones? I don't get the frozen ones. I go to like the meat section and, you know, where they lift up the big thing. And,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, the good way.
Yeah, the good way. Unflavored, though. I like them naked and then
I put
some dry rub on it or something.
So do you put anything on the chicken before you put it in the oven?
Yeah, I put some dry rub and some oil and stuff.
Okay, so yeah, you're just going to coat them in olive oil and then your dry rub and throw them in there at, 400 degrees?
Temperatures are all the same to me. If it's hot, it's hot.
Oh.
Throw it in there, just wait and eyeball it.
I love that. Okay. Yeah, just one until you
and
just keep checking.
And that's why they're not going to be as good as yours.
Nah, that's not true. Are you cooking, Carson?
No, I have been tasked to bring as many varieties of cereal treats as I see fit.
Oh, nice.
This is how I get invited to parties.
Cereal treats.
Like Rice Krispies, but I'll also do, I can do Cocoa
Fruity
Krispies,
Pebbles.
Or I've done Fruity Pebbles. I can do cocoa. I've done Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, I bet that's slams.
Yeah, I usually do Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'll actually add cinnamon to the marshmallow butter mixture before I add the cereal. That zhuzhes it.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Marshmallow butter mixture. I've never heard you describe it as that before. Is that the secret?
That's how you start the.
No, that, I mean, that's on the.
Rice Krispies.
That's on the Rice Krispies box.
It's on the box.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm not like,
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, no, you melt butter and marshmallows
real
together.
Real low heat.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I use a microwave, but it's cool.
Oh, so, do you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Try real low heat.
Really? You think you're going to improve my recipe?
I just did. So yeah, I don't think I can.
I don't think you did. I'm pretty sure I just did.
I think for molecular cooking, yes, I just did. But
molecular cooking.
Molecular?
That's how he's going to try to top you.
I know.
Right? He's going to shut you down by saying molecular.
I use big words.
Yeah. Well, molecularly, it's not. But sure, it's fine. No, yours are ridiculously good.
Put a foam on it.
Going back to chicken wings, what do you guys do whenever you find a feather on your chicken wing?
I go, good. It means it's a real chicken. Mm-hmm.
See, I always take that one and I'm like, I don't want this one. For some reason, it's much more personal when I find a feather on it.
I'm like, I get it.
And like Frankie, my son, he just eats them. I'll see the
he
feather.
Should.
He'll pick it up and he eats the feather.
Oh, well.
He just eats the whole thing and I'm like, dude, that's
I appreciate
a
using all the animal.
Do you guys every good once in a while, I grilled some steaks last night. And every once in a while, I kind of get grossed out by animal meat.
Yeah, I get it.
It's
like what?
I don't know. It's just like
that it's dead?
Yeah.
The carcass?
Yes. That's exactly it. Like when you start to realize that like this chicken is like it's all put together. Like we eat it separate. Like it's like one part of a Lego. But when you put it together, it's a big thing. It's this animal. I don't know. Sometimes I get kind of weirded out.
Okay.
And I think it's because you realize, oh, this is what this actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think that also comes from a societal change because, let's say, 50 years ago, our parents were going out in the woods and, you know, shooting the stuff and bringing it home and cleaning it and doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you knew where your food came from. Now we go to stores and we buy everything instead of going out. That's why I think I enjoy game better because I know it's not hormonally injected and all that kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, in some kind of pen.
Yeah, probably lived a better life up until the point where
up until the very moment
killed
where harvested.
You're eating.
No, you killed it.
But at least you're eating. At least you're eating it. That's.
That's
I mean,
what, yeah. That's my thing. Is like yeah. I mean,
the
but,
rule.
You know.
The rule was growing up, and it still is. And my son knows the same thing too. Is if you kill it, you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
And he
it is.
Ate the feather. So that's why I'm like Team Frank on this.
He was consistent.
He was consistent.
My girlfriend eats the skin of the kiwi, and I find that really disgusting because
isn't that
it's all
furry?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
But she claims that it's delicious.
Might want to reevaluate your relationship.
Carson and I are like, oh.
There was a girl I went to high school with. We would sit in physics class, and she would always peel an orange, and she would eat the orange, and then she ate the peel.
Wow.
And yeah, Jessica Enright, I'm calling you out. Like, I will remember that till the day I die, that she sat there and ate, bless her, the entire orange. Just sitting there learning physics.
Okay, so actually kiwi skins are really good for you. So Mariah's onto something here.
But they're fuzzy.
Every part of the kiwi fruit is edible, like all of it. Every single thing with the kiwi. But fuzzy kiwi fruit are the ones that have the most nutrients, like tons of fiber, antioxidants, folate, whatever that is, B9. So, yeah, everybody should be eating kiwi skin. She's right.
I mean, maybe she's just living in like 30, 24.
Hey, is she real into like home remedies and homeopathic stuff?
Not at all. She just eats kiwi skin, and that's about it.
Do you know how much she weighs?
Gosh, on
be
air.
Careful, be careful.
I wouldn't say it on the air. I would
but she's little, so.
I do. I think I do. I mean, I can probably get pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's small.
Yeah.
She's like
maybe there's something
5'5", like 130. Something like that.
Yeah. You're a brave man.
Yeah, she goal weight, man.
You just say 5'5" and leave it at that.
Yeah, why'd you
5'5" and appropriate?
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't.
Because you know, we actually have a new like part of Garrett and the people below him is that people are being just much more, especially women, transparent about weight. Because number doesn't necessarily mean, like, if she's 5'5 and 130, which still looks way different than being 4'11 and 130. So, like, there's no perfect number. And I appreciate the transparency of these folks. I will never adopt it. Well, but
so here's something kind of interesting with the weight thing. They told my son, because he's talking now with the Coast Guard and everything, and they told him he has to drop 30 pounds. He's like
They told him to drop
weight? Yeah, he's like 210. Now, when I graduated high school, I was also 212. And D knows, he knew me like back then. I was thin.
Yeah.
And I mean, right now, I'm 5'9". I weigh the same amount as the offensive tackles that are playing in the Super Bowl this weekend. We just have very dense musculature and bone density.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, we hold a lot of weight, and Frankie has my exact body. He's got the,
calves. Yeah. How many times he says someone goes, "Wow, you weigh that much? You don't seem that." I get it all the time.
So it's weird. I'm like, dude, they're going to see that you're not overly, you know, obese or anything.
So is he so have you talked to him about like the physicalness of all this?
Oh yeah, he knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cuz he's like, he doesn't do anything, right?
Yes, he doesn't do anything.
Is he going to?
He's going to. Yeah. Okay. Like, so he and I are both going to get into the gym at the same time. Good. He's going to join us over at the gym.
Oh, what a fun
We're both going to do it. I was just waiting for this forearm thing. I have a pronator issue from moving.
Ooh.
Thanks, divorce. but I ended up getting injured moving.
She got the gold mine. I got the pronator.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, I've been dealing with that, going to PT for my forearm of all dumb things, but I can't lift. Yeah. I can't do anything.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So, so we're going to get back
into the gym.
It's
not like you need leg day. So
yeah, you skip leg day. Boy, you don't need leg day.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, really, what else are you going to do?
We posted pictures of you guys with Kim Mulkey on the show this week, and the first comment underneath one of those photos were, "Wow, look at those calves. Go Tigers!" It's exactly what the comment was.
Oh, geez, they did a full body.
I didn't know that. I took a selfie.
I know, you hate that, right?
Like, that was from the team that took that photo.
Oh yeah, they brought a photographer and all this stuff. But she's so cool.
There it is.
Kim Mulkey is, there's not many things that she has failed in her life. She was good from the beginning. Mm-hmm. High school, college, the Olympics, college basketball, college coaching in the Hall of Fames. I mean, she's up there with, she's a great woman's. No, she's a great coach. She's a great basketball coach. Period.
Understands the game very well.
Next time she comes through, I'm going to request beforehand, bring the gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was saying she lets kids play with the gold medal and take it to their class. Here, pass it around.
Yeah, but it's not like she's just handing it to Tommy over there. You know, of course she knows who the parents are.
But you know what? Things happen.
Are.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Kids, kids are stupid.
Trade it for a Topps card or something.
I'm doing. You guys ever watch those videos of the guys who open up big stacks of cards?
Yes,
baseball cards.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
And then when they find like a real rare one and they freak out, I freak out with them. I'm so happy for them.
So Shannon, our friend with Average Joe's, he's in on this thing now. He's like totally bought into these. They're unpacking things, but it's like random. You're buying jerseys like you would buy. Like baseball cards. And so they send you packs of jerseys. You don't know whose jersey you're going to get. And they open them up. It could be you pay, $300 for something and you get jerseys that are worth $300. Or you get jerseys that are worth $100.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
or
so
you might
get
one that's worth $20,000.
Oh,
and he's like, "Oh, it's the most fun thing I've ever done in my life."
That's like rich people stuff. That's like rich people games. Yeah, I pay $300 and I don't know what I'm going to get. It's great.
It's like those, what do they call them? The carton stores or whatever?
The bin stores?
Yeah, where you buy
the Amazon returns.
Yeah, and so they buy all these boxes of stuff and then they go and they resell them. And everybody goes on, whatever date the price goes down, but the good stuff is usually gone.
I watch a lot of those videos, people who you can get bales are what they're called. People who buy up like a Goodwill or thrift store stuff, and they're literally bales of clothing. And you can get sent them for, you pick your price point, but let's say $200. And people will just unbox them and they'll just start selling right there. And they'll be like, "Oh, here's this thrashed shirt from University of Texas," and somebody be like, "I'll give you $2 for it" in the comments. They're like, "All right, sold." And I will watch that for 3 hours. I'm fascinated by what's out there. Because you also are waiting for that grail to show up, right? Like, you want to see that amazing, what? You found that shirt in that pile? Like, I'm just waiting on it. Same thing with the cards.
Have you been to the unclaimed baggage store in Alabama?
We've had them on the show once.
I've been.
Yeah.
And have you been?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It is a good time. Because also the stuff you see that you can't believe that, like, was in somebody's luggage.
Yeah.
That they put it in there instead of maybe carrying it on. When you talk about the really expensive stuff, especially the jewelry.
Yeah, a lot of jewelry. Their site is unclaimedbaggage.com.
Yeah.
And they sell the stuff. It's not just the suitcases. They do sell those, but it's everything inside them.
Yeah.
And they're doing like special Valentine's Day weekend stuff.
I saw a girl, Hope Scope, on all the socials. She purposely tried to lose a bag on a plane to see if it would show up in unclaimed baggage.
Uh-huh.
And it did.
Oh, wow.
And she bought it back. And she wanted to see how much they went through.
She bought her own stuff back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, she's a content creator, so this, it's money for her. But she packed the bag with, I think she put in, like, a designer piece of clothing. And then she put actual cash in the bag. And when she went and rebought her bag, I think, like, everything was still in it.
Even the cash?
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't even open it.
Nope, it was just, okay, here it is. Yeah, and I don't remember if she went or if she bought it off their website, because you can also, they have a website where they'll house those kind of things. But yeah, she found her stuff and got it back.
I'm on the site, unclaimedbaggage.com now. Some of the prices aren't great. It's like, oh, wow, this is, if you think it's going to be cheap, it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not thrifting prices.
No way.
I'm going to try to call Shannon, because I'm telling you, man, this is...
Yeah, I have questions for
you. I can't dial. All right, y'all keep talking. I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
It is not the easiest to talk, and
it's true.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
It is difficult. Remember, you didn't have to do the area code. You could just do 4 digits.
Oh, the good old days.
And I still get confused now on a landline. Do I have to dial a 1?
Yeah. Do I have to dial 9 to get out?
Right. Yeah.
I think 1's been eliminated. You know, I don't think you have to do 1
anymore. I don't
think you
have to do 1 anymore either. Yeah.
For anything.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, God. Last time I dialed a landline outside of this place. Like,
good
never.
Point.
God, Shannon, is he like, right, what is this about?
I said I'm going to bring you up on the podcast. He started laughing. He's like, what? Hey, so you're on the podcast right now. We were
what
just
up,
talking
boy?
About your new venture. What are you doing with the uniforms and the jerseys and all of that?
You're talking about the breaking. Yeah, Stashville Breaks. That's going to be, it's like half podcast, half like break show. And
what is a break? I don't even know. Is that like the term of what it is?
Yeah, so it's what it is. It's basically, people will go on a lot of it. It's occurs like in TikTok. Some people have their own website. Some people, do it like via YouTube or anywhere you can just go live. So people, they go on and they can like buy teams and then people open boxes. You don't know what's going to be in them. Like in the case of sports, it could be packs of cards, right? So instead of like you buying the pack of cards, you might buy the Tennessee Titans, and then every Tennessee Titans in there, you win that, right? And it's the same thing. They do autographed helmets, autographed jerseys. You know, I mean, it's not just football. It's basketball, baseball. It's every sport. They also do it for, like Star Wars and things like that. So, but it mostly occurs in sports.
Yeah, you were trying to tell me about it one day at lunch, and I was really confused.
Yeah, can buy numbers in package breaks. So let's say, you've got like 20 cards or 20 items. I can come in and be like, I'll pay 50 for slot number 13.
Oh.
Yeah. So right. There's like all sorts of ways you can buy your way into a break.
Right. Yeah. And it's you win something no matter what. And I think that's kind of the difference than it being gambling, I guess, because you're going to get sent something anyway. Not of the same value, but you're going to get something, for it. So you're getting Sent something regardless.
It's kind of, Shannon, this kind of reminds me of the in Gatlinburg when you pull over there and you go gold mining and they give you a bunch of a big bucket of dirt with some rocks buried in it and you get, you know, and you kind of run water over it and you get excited because you got an onyx or something. It kind of reminds me what this is.
No, I mean, it's kind of exactly what it is. And, you know, I just started doing it. One of the guys in the office was doing it and came and brought me some Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey, like a Mike Evans jersey, and said, "Oh, I got this for like $40." I'm like, "You got this for $40? Like, this is like, look online, it's like a $250 jersey." And I was like, "How does that work?" And I just kind of got in there and started doing it myself. And I was like, "Oh, this is fun," you know. And ended up with a living or dining room full of football helmets and jerseys. And it was like, you know, we should do this ourselves.
Oh, wait a second. So this is your business? Is this your new business?
Yeah.
I thought you just did it. I got you. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah, we haven't launched it yet. Like, I was doing it, and then we're launching the, we're trying to be up by the first going. I just ordered a bunch of product, and we finished building the set in there, and the whole room's wired up with cameras everywhere, and the production value is going to be a lot better than, like, a lot of these guys where you just kind of see their hands, and it's their cell phone filming it. You know, we're kind of going to blow it out and go big. And whereas they don't typically have guests, we're going to have guests. So, and you guys are going to be guests on one of the
Oh, we are?
One night. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Hey, somebody wants to talk to you. Can you hold on just 2 seconds?
All right.
Somebody. I'm going to call his wife and see how much she hates this. Because I'm telling you,
she's got
Jenny
be...
hates all of this.
What? You think so?
Yes. I'm calling you. Pick up the phone.
Hey. Hey, hold on one second.
Hey, it's D and Bubba.
How do I do that?
How you hit conference?
Yeah, and then, yep.
Hey, right. Shannon, so this new business, it sounds pretty great. Is it taking over your house at all?
It did. I just moved everything. So, yeah, the whole dining room was full of stuff. I'm sure you're getting all this info from Jenny. So
actually, we were just trying to call her. We were going to put you guys both on the line, but I don't know if she realized it was us.
Oh, here. Wait. I told her it was us. I really want to hear... what
all
she
about,
has to
yeah,
say
like
about
her
the,
take on the whole thing.
Yeah, she has no idea what's going on. Yeah, she just wants the stuff out of her house. That's all. Yeah.
So she's...
Hey. Why'd you hang up on me?
We didn't. We didn't mean to, anyway. Hey, you're...
You 100% hung up on me.
Okay, we hung up on you because you're snarky. That's why. we have your boyfriend on the phone, and he is telling us about this new business. Are you okay are you okay with all this stuff?
No.
Okay. Is this stupid? Is this a dumb idea?
End up in the federal penitentiary for.
All right.
There's nothing illegal about this. Fun. It's fun.
Listen, though, I am prepared because I feel like mob wife aesthetic is a thing right now, and I think I can manage it. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, Shane, I'm really into this now. Now that I know it's a little dangerous.
I don't think it's dangerous at all. They've been doing this thing for 10 years.
I would love it if it got out of my living room. It's in my dining room, I mean. And it's have you seen pictures?
No.
Oh.
Send them,
Shannon, did you want to send him some pictures?
It's not there anymore. I'm sure I have a picture from when it was. It's at the office now.
So. He says he's trying for a launch date of the first. So that means like
not too much longer.
It should be gone, and then they're going to get more.
Yeah, okay. No, it'll all come to the office now. So.
Oh, okay.
Not on our street, though, right? Like, not on Westwood?
I don't know where it's going. It's going to be at the other location, I think.
Okay.
And then he's going to move it over to our studios, and we're going to launch. It's going to be our new Silverfish. Yeah, it's going to be a new thing that we do, just add to our roster.
No, it's not.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
That's why I moved over here, is for you guys. You guys got to pick a side.
No, we're on both y'all's sides. We can't pick
no.
a No, we can't pick a side. It's like you picking Bubba or D. You got to pick both.
You. Oh. Was there getting like an Amber Alert?
Was there an Amber Alert?
What is that?
There's a public safety. You guys are probably going to get it too. Public safety alert.
Oh, wow. Where is that? Is that firing off on the...
No, it might be neighborhoods different.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I didn't get it.
Yeah, sounds I didn't either.
Well, Shannon, it sounds like they're on to you. And
we're going to let you both go so we don't cause any more disturbances.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. We're clean here. All right.
Hey, go listen to The Lover's Prayer by Hal Bynum. You can take us later. Love you guys. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a fun night for those guys. They get into it. Were we on the air? I don't know. You know how the time people will go. Like, we'll do stuff. You know what we did? When we had, we called Larry the Cable Guy, and we were just talking about something on the air. About I said, let's call him.
Was that about the Striper documentary?
Oh, yeah. And so we just called him, and then he sent me a text later. He goes, hey, was that on the air? It's like, yeah, it was. He's like, oh, it didn't seem like we were, but I kind of think it was maybe. I'm like, yeah, well, that's us. That's classic us, honestly. Father. Anyway. Bobby, you all right?
He's over here texting.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're texting Shannon. He's like, don't put that on there. Dude, it's super illegal. I've been trying to tell Gene it's not, but it's completely, completely off the record. I was trying to be cool, man. Thought you wanted to get
just,
on the ground level.
Just be cool.
Why can't you just be cool, Bubba?
I can't be cool. Haven't been cool for a long time.
No,
just ask my kids.
Father.
Well, all right, who's after the podcast now?
We're going to have Sandy Cheeks, Carolyn Lawrence.
Oh, that we really are
Sandy
putting
Cheeks.
That on.
Yeah, it's at the very end of the podcast. Why, if you're watching on YouTube, sorry, you don't get to hear this part, but we do have the interview on our YouTube channel, so you can go find that. Also, we'll do the greatest Super Bowl commercials. Bob Horowitz, the producer of that. We're going to have both of those
That's
at the
on
end.
Tonight.
So. And I do want to mention the Egg Bowl. We've gone through the entire podcast and not mentioned it. If you missed the Egg Bowl this year, where we take two eggs, paint them up, put them in the microwave, and then whichever one blows up is the one that, you know, that explosive offense, they are going to win the Super Bowl. This year, the eggs have chosen the Chiefs to win, and the eggs have a record of 17 correct and 6 incorrect predictions of the Super Bowl.
Are you really putting money on this?
I did.
Oh.
I did.
Wow.
Off I draft-kinged it up.
Off of the eggs.
Off of the eggs. I'm just not telling anybody else to do it.
You just did money line, right? Just
as a win or lose, because that's what the eggs say. Win or lose.
Yeah, that's fair.
So yeah, I wasn't taking any kind of points or anything like that. No, but yeah,
we're
and Garrett did it too, though.
DraftKings is going to get to the point. Go listen. We're going to re up for you guys for next year. If can the eggs be a part of this?
Yeah, right.
And can they do a point spread? Is it
like
possible?
They should have actually.
Which is funny because actually their deal with us technically ended today. So
oh, did it? Yeah, really? That's right. Oh, that's so we're
in the middle of re upping it.
Oh, well, send them the thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can sponsor the eggs.
Yeah, they can sponsor eggs.
All right, here we go. Brought to you by DraftKings.
Father.
And we hope you have a wonderful weekend with the Super Bowl, and we'll get you into, Valentine's week next week. Love week, man.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Yay, bye.
Bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Father.
It was the podcast.
Carolyn Lawrence is the voice of SpongeBob Sandy Cheeks, and
what?
Carolyn, we're huge fans, by the way.
I'm so excited.
A little nervous, ain't gonna lie.
I'm so excited.
Well, okay. Where are you? Are you actually underwater right now calling us from? Do you have a helmet on?
I do.
Oh,
weird,
in the
right?
Bubble dome.
What? Okay. It's kind of hard to hear you. All right.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's hard. Kind of hard to hear you. Is that the loudest we have here?
Yeah, I have it on this end.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so tell us about, what is this going on, this thing that you're doing? So we're not, is this the first ever alternate Super Bowl telecast?
I believe it is. I think this is groundbreaking technology. Yeah, we're going to be airing, it's going to be the same exact game, right? Just an alternate.
Uh-huh.
So those diehard fans won't miss anything by watching on Nickelodeon, but they will get to see SpongeBob and the gang and all the mayhem and all the fun that Nickelodeon's going to bring to the table.
I cannot wait. Like, I've watched other alternate, I guess, because Big D, I guess, didn't watch the other ones. I was like, eh, okay. This one has me super excited because I've been a SpongeBob fan since the early 2000s at least, and I'm so excited. Like, I cannot wait to hear, it's a first down, that whole thing. Yeah. I'm, like, so jazzed.
Yeah, that was good, actually.
I think it's, yeah, the song Sweet Victory that's gonna start it all with SpongeBob is amazing. We're going to have slime. You know, I'm going to be on the sidelines with Sandy, calling the game from the sidelines, hoping that I pay attention and I don't get hit in the head with a football.
Barry Laney Wilson is what you just...
Oh, my gosh.
Right,
you're basically any country artist. That's who you are. All right, so and so this is going at the exact same time as the game, or is it at halftime?
Correct. Nope, it's the whole game, the exact same
Holy
time.
Holy cow, you're going to have to do this the entire game?
Yeah, but at least I'll have some freedom down on the sidelines. The boys, SpongeBob and Patrick, are going to be in the booth the whole time with Nate and Noah following the game. They don't get a break.
Wow.
Are you going to be physically, not in character, but I'm saying like just physically, are you going to be on the actual sidelines?
No, so I'll be there at the stadium. I'm there at the stadium. And the guys will be in a booth watching the game. We are in mocap suits, motion capture suits, that have sensors and cameras on them. And so how we move is how you'll see the characters move.
That's so cool.
Wow.
It is live and terrifying and super exciting.
So, you know, whenever you guys, you're talking about the motion capture, do they do that whenever you're doing the voices for the show? So like if Sandy does her arms, you know, clasped and, you know, like the, ooh, like in love or whatever, are they mimicking what you're doing when you're laying the voice down?
No. So this is a first for us. When we're doing the voices, we're in a recording studio. We all record together. We record it like a play. We're all in the room together and we play that way. But this is a first for us being in these motion capture suits. So it's going to be a wild time.
Yeah.
Because we've never played our characters this way. It's really exciting.
Well, it's going to be happening during the game. You're going to get a completely different view of it. Go over to Nickelodeon, and you can see the Super Bowl telecast Nickelodeon style with Sandy Cheeks and SpongeBob and Patrick and the whole crew. Carolyn, we can't. Well, I'm actually going to watch. You have turned me. I was kind of like, I don't know. I'm going to go over and watch maybe a quarter.
I thought we were going to do this entire interview in character. Weren't we going to pick like, hey, okay, guys.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
You got to watch. It's going to be amazing. You might even get slimed. You never know.
Can't wait to hang out with Sandy.
Okay. All right, Carolyn, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you. We'll see you later. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, tonight on CBS Super Bowl Greatest Commercials, the ultimate countdown. Bob Horowitz is the executive producer. Good to talk to you again, Bob. How you been, man? Tell us about the show tonight.
Tonight we are, you know, we're in Las Vegas. Over 23 years, that's an incredible thing. 23 years we've been doing this show. We have had 12 finalists, you know, commercials that have gone 1-2 in the countdown, and so Boomer Esiason and Danny Rua are going to put together a countdown, or they have put together a countdown, where they're going to count them down from 12 down to 2. When we get down to 2, America is going to vote live and determine the ultimate, you know, winner. So,
oh, that's fun.
It's another great year of watching great classic Super Bowl commercials and also looking ahead to what we're going to see on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, so I got to tell you, a lot of the stuff we've already seen, we saw Jelly's commercial. I think it's for DoorDash. If I recall, Jelly's doing DoorDash. Yeah. Which is great. I love seeing. Is he going to be the only person with face tattoos on a commercial during the Super Bowl?
I don't know, but I have to ask you, does it bother you at all that you get to see, I wouldn't even say, not even sneak peeks, you get...
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It bugs me so much.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. No. It does. It does bother me.
What's interesting is I have purposely avoided all of the, you know, watch the so and so. I haven't seen the Jelly Roll commercial yet because I want to see it during the game the way it's meant to be.
I 100% agree. What do you, Bob?
Right. It does as a fan, but I understand why they're doing it. Is that spending $7 million for the Annie and for the price tag to be a part of the Super Bowl, you know, just to buy the spot before you've hired, you know, Post Malone or Tom Brady or whomever to be your spokesperson, then you produce the spot, and you pay, you know. So what happens is it's like launching a movie. So, you know, prints and advertising, right? So you get the promotional campaign, the social media team, because what you're trying to do is justify the overall expense that
we get it.
You're paying.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you overpaid. And so you're trying to make it up. I get it. My wife does that. The show tonight, it'll come down to the final two. Are these like classic? These are all classic commercials that we've seen in past Super Bowls. Okay.
Yeah, the countdown is all about those classics, you know, commercials, and it's tough because there really are so many of them.
Yeah, and then we get to vote on which one actually is the best of all time.
What about the kid who thinks he's got powers from Star Wars to start the car? Wouldn't it be great if we see him grown up and he's doing it to his kid now? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's a great idea. If you could do that Darth Vader kid commercial and have him be grown up, that might work.
What are you talking about, Bob? Of course it's going to work. It's a great idea.
And you
do
flashback with the year on it.
Yes, let's go.
And showing. And
I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you the name of the car anymore. Is it Volkswagen?
I think it was Volkswagen.
I think so, too. I think it was Volkswagen. We'll be watching tonight. It is on CBS. We need your help. You got to go watch it, and you got to vote on the final two Super Bowl greatest commercials, The Ultimate Countdown. It's happening tonight on CBS. Bob is the executive producer. Always great talking to you. Don't pull your hair out, man.
Do you want to call Volkswagen, or should I mention something? That's
You can take it. You can make it this year idea.
Just give us our piece.
Just give us a little.
In the room.
That's right.
All right.
It's like writing a song. Bob, thanks, man. And we'll be watching tonight on CBS.
Pleasure.
All right, see you, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.